Hey, welcome folks. Today we're going to be talking about polishing gold watches. Okay, so a lot of you guys have contacted me about polishing in general, right? But one of the main recurring, materials that consistently come up in terms of metal is gold. Polishing in and of itself is already, really, really strenuous work in the sense that, a touch too hard or a touch too light doesn't do the trick, right? Polishing gold is no different. If anything, it should be even more difficult than polishing regular steel. So when you're polishing steel, you don't really have to worry about much because it's generally steel, right? It's not gonna erode, or you're not gonna take off the material as fast as if you were going to take off the material on gold. Gold, on the other hand, is very, very brittle. Right, in the sense of material wise, in the sense of like metal, right? So when you're polishing gold, it's serious work. You know, it's not easy. And one of the main factors of polishing gold is that because it's so soft and delicate, when you're polishing, just too fast of an RPM will destroy the watch, right? Or you'll misshape the watch altogether. So having said that, a couple things we should keep in mind, right? When you're refinishing gold, right? So I'm just going to talk to this podcast episode today is really for those aspiring watchmakers and watchmakers that are in school already, right? But for you watch enthusiasts and whatnot, this is essential information if you have gold, right? If you have a gold watch or whatnot and you are debating whether or not you should get it polished. These are a couple things you should look out for, or these are a couple things you could talk to the watchmaker about when you bring your watch in, right? Of course, you don't want to be a pain in the ass, but you just want to be an informed customer. Like I always said, informed customers are better than ignorant and uninformed customers. So having said that, let's get the show on the road, right? Polishing gold is very, very important. We need to ensure several things happen, right? When you're polishing gold, after a gold piece is polished, it's very important that no streaks are visible, okay? If you look at the gold should literally be, if it's a high polished gold, of course, it should literally look like a mirror. You should be able to reflect, you should be able to see the shiny, it should literally look like you're looking at another mirror and you're able to manipulate the lighting, right? A couple things you can do, right, to check to see if there's any streaks on the gold itself is to hold the gold or the high polished gold up at a light, right next to a light. You want the light reflection to beam off of the surface of the gold. And if you do that correctly, you should be able to see any amount of streaks or any amount of marks left from the polishing wheel. Right. As a polisher and as a person who polishes gold and platinum and all these different types of metals, it's very, very important that your first goal is to not leave any streaks visible. Okay. Of course, this all depends on the watch, right? So if a customer has a gold watch that's completely dinged up and completely scratched up, generally, we can remove about 85 to 95% of these scratches off. There are some scratches, dings, and dents that are just not recommended to remove completely. Sometimes when the scratch or the ding or the dent is too deep, the only way we can get that polished off or get that surface even is to remove all that extra material until we get to the level of the initial dent on the case. Sometimes I don't recommend that. Sometimes that is removing way too much material from the case in the sense that you're killing the life cycle of the polishing ability of your case, right? After you remove too much material, there's only so much material you can remove until the integrity of the metal is compromised. So like I said, you always want to refinish as best as possible, remove the least amount of material while removing the most amount of scratches. Okay, I constantly repeat that, and I cannot stress that enough. So the important concept here you guys need to remember is that when you're polishing gold or when you're having your gold watch polished, when you receive it, it should have no streaks. The streak amount on the gold should be minimal. You should not be able to see it. You should not be able to see anything. Generally, for watchmakers or aspiring watchmakers, some of the symptoms or some of the reasons why the gold gets scratched is because the wheel is either untreated or uncut. There's a joke running in the industry all the time that watchmakers are also part-time barbers, because when we use polishing wheels to refinish case and bracelets, after a certain amount of watches we polish, we're supposed to remove the compound and retreat the wheel and cut the extra feathers off from the wheel, right? So sometimes we'll use like abrasive material, like this tool that you hold by two handles, and it looks kind of like a something you see from a torture movie. You know, there's a bunch of needles that stick out. What that does is it separates and spreads and opens up the wheel from all the compounds and lets everything out. When you do something like that, generally you rip apart all the feathers on the wheel. So you actually have to recut everything so that it's nice and flat, nice and round, and that there's no extra feathers sticking out or whatnot. When you do something like that, that treats the wheel and prolongs the wheel life. So generally when there's streaks on the gold of a watch, that's generally the reason why that occurs. Either the wheel is the issue, or that you put too much compound or whatnot, but generally it's because of the wheel. So if you do have streaks on your gold watch, or you do have something, either you're polishing too hard, or most likely your wheel is untreated, or you have way too much compound on your wheel. Those are a couple things you should look out for. The second thing you should look out for is RPM. Okay, RPM is generally the speed we use for the machines, the polishing machines. So when I say RPM, it means the rate that the wheel spins on the machine. Generally, traditionally, watchmakers always had only two speeds on a polishing machine. We had 1400 and 2800. So when you turn on the machine, either it's gonna be 1400 or 2800. And when I first learned it, I learned it on 1400. I didn't have a variable speed machine, which is a fancy machine that actually lets you adjust the amount of RPM. So you can go from 0 to 3000, let's say. So you can spin a wheel at 200 RPM, 300 RPM, 400 RPM, 250. You can adjust the speed yourself. When I first started, it was either 1400 or 2800, so it was sink or swim, and you needed to act fast when you polish. And generally, if you do only have two speed machines, a lot of places still have two speed machines. I'd be very, very careful polishing gold on that. I did it before, and there was a huge learning curve before I finally was able to really understand and how to polish gold on that. If you have a variable speed machine, which is the ones that let you adjust the speed, then that would definitely be easier for you. That will definitely make your life easier. And actually, polishing gold, I really highly recommend. A lot of people use a variable speed machine. Not many people know, but the variable speed machines, watchmaking did not generally have that. We actually took that from the dental industry, believe it or not. Okay. But anyway, so like I said, back to the machine, you want a variable speed machine in the sense that you want to be able to adjust the amount of, 1400 sometimes way too fast for gold. Generally, you want to aim around 1,000, 1,100, 1,200, you know what I mean? So it just depends on what it is you're polishing, if it's the case or the bracelet, how bad the scratches are. So some of these things you need to pay attention to. So low RPM, low speed, a machine that can get you different amounts of rate per spin is what you'd want to look for. So something like that, a polishing machine, it's not cheap, you know what I mean? But for you as a watch enthusiast, or you as a watchmaker, or you as a smart watchmaker, these are some things you need to know. You know, because if a person doesn't have a variable speed machine, either they're really good or your watch is going to get butchered. Okay, so keep that in mind. Once you have a variable speed machine, once you get the right speed, once you understand what type of material, once you understand what type of, part you're polishing, whether it's the case or the bracelet or the crown, once you get the right speed, take your time. Take your time. Do not rush the process. Don't put the watch against the wheel and hope for the best. Touch it and go. Touch it and go. Touch, check. Touch and check. You don't want to leave the material. You don't want to leave the gold on the polishing wheel at all. So you want to touch it, check it. Touch it, check it. Something like gold, less is more. You know what I mean? Something like gold, you always want to take your time. You don't want to rush the process. I know some people who just hold the wheel or hold the case to the wheel and call it a day. They hold the case to the wheel for, let's say, 20, 30 seconds. And that's a long time. And then they look at the watch and they're, oh, okay, it's polished, it's done. That's not the way to go. For very specific cases like gold, when you're polishing, you want to be very, very specific of where you're polishing it. You don't want to randomly polish. You want to polish exactly where scratches are, and you want to, of course, you want an even surface, even coating, so you're going to polish the whole thing. But the least amount of material, again, you want to remove the least amount of material while removing the most amount of scratches, dings, and dents, okay? So once you get the right speed, take your time. Don't rush the process. Touch and check. Touch and check, okay? Now, the biggest mistake that I see everyone make, and I made it too, okay, is the aftermath of polishing gold, okay? When I first started and I finished polishing gold, I would always look at the gold and realize that the gold looks pristine, it looks good, it looks great. And then after I finished cleaning it up, I'd see all these scratches, all these streaks, all these abrasions that weren't there to begin with. And then when I finally checked what my process and checked the steps I was doing and finally backtracked to see what was occurring, I realized that it was the aftermath of me polishing that I was scratching up the watch. So for example, generally when you polish cases and bracelets, you polish it, you put an ultrasonic cleaner, you let it sit, you get rid of all the compound, then you steam clean it, and then you wipe it down, or you let it dry. When it comes to, in general, just case and bracelets. With stainless steel, 904 steel, with different types of metal steel, that's generally the process as well. The process with gold is a little different in the sense that when you finish cleaning, you put in the ultrasonic cleaner, you get rid of the compound, you steam clean it till it's dry, until it's perfectly clean. Here's where a lot of people mess up. If you use just a regular paper towel, if you use a regular towel, a towel that you would wipe your hands dry with if you're in the bathroom or if you're eating dinner or whatnot, those will scratch the gold. Abrasive, sometimes towels are very, very abrasive. Sometimes paper towels, tissues are very, very abrasive. You need a microfiber cloth, a very clean, dust-free, lint-free microfiber cloth. Sometimes even then, that will still scratch the gold. So you should be very careful. I generally don't have issues using a microfiber cloth, but I do hear and I do know some people who do have issues when they wipe it too hard on the gold that it ends up scratching and leaving streaks on the gold as well. That's one of the biggest issues I've ever seen in terms of polishing gold. Some people, and if you are not, if you don't want to risk it, right? After you're done polishing gold, ultrasonic clean it, steam it, and then put it in the dryer. Run the dryer, put it on the dryer, let it dry. That's probably your safest bet. The only problem I have with that is that sometimes, okay, and I say sometimes when you're drying the case or bracelet, the residue from the water or from the steam sometimes stains the watch or leaves like those water residue marks on it. And the only way for you to clean it off is to wipe it down. And that in and of itself can be a problem, okay? But these are a couple things. These are four things you should really, really look out for when it comes to polishing gold or whatnot. And if you're an aspiring watchmaker or a watchmaker in school, these are some things you should really take to heart. Or if you're a watchmaker outside right now, these are some things you should really pay attention to. If you are a watch enthusiast, these are some things you need to know, because when people get their watches polished, they don't realize it. A lot of customers just think that just because their watch is shiny, that the job was done and that was done right. That's not always true. You know, you want to make sure you got the most bang for your buck. You want to make sure that you're an educated customer and not just an ignorant customer. So when you get your watches polished and whatnot, these are some things to look out for. You know, if you got your gold watch polished, is there streaks on it? And if there is streaks on it, is it because it was really, really bad before? You know what I mean? So, like, these are some things you really need to weigh out. You know, there's always more than one side to the story, of course, but you need to understand this, period, okay? And I think that's about it for today. We want to keep it, you know, relatively short. You know, I know it's already been several, probably 15, 20 minutes already. So, at that, I'll leave it at that and just call it a day. If you guys haven't checked out the book 100 Plus No BS Watch Tips, I checked that out. If you guys haven't checked out the Facebook, Instagram posts, I would definitely do that. You dig it a lot. Other than that, guys, hope you have a great day and take care.